back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I urge everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app. All you got to do is go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Or you can go to the Apple or Google store, download it, take Devil Radio with you wherever you go, 24/7, listen to your favorite shows. And the other thing is we have a link. Support Devil Radio. Many of you called in and wanted that link. If you like to see everybody on the air in this great programming, and you're tired of right-wing radio, this is the only antidote to that in Wisconsin. And you go, okay, we'd like to see more of that. How can we support Devil Radio? It gives you a lot of ideas of how to support it. Okay, we are going to the lines. I'll take you in order. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As far as the Packers go, maybe a little defense would help. I do believe it was 322 yards and 38 points. And I don't think they were prepared. I don't think they were ready to play football. And I think Rodgers in the end this year will be all right. But that being said, I want to applaud Joe Biden for what he's doing as president. You know, I'm sick and tired of right radio dumping on him, telling me he's got Alzheimer's or whatever they're talking about. And he stepped up to the plate with the pandemic here because somebody needs to step up, because this pandemic, if it gets rears its ugly head too much, it could take our economy down. So I just wanted to put a plug in for the Biden administration this morning. He's doing a good job. He was handed just a load of you-know-what. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Paul. No, and I'll say this about the defense. Yeah, maybe that's true, but a quarterback is a leader of the team, and leadership makes a difference. And if Rodgers isn't ready to lead, then we got to get somebody else, period. Now, I think he is ready to lead. He's got to get over sulking. He's got to get over sulking about Jordan Love and his pride and his vanity. He's like a middle school kid. Get on with it. Get on with the program. Luke, you're smirking, Luke.
Yeah, you got some harsh words for Rodgers. I think leadership was there. He owned up to it. Had there been a different post-game conference, that I think you could say some of the things you're saying, Matt, but he admitted to it. He owned up to it. He said, I played bad. We played bad as a team, but I played bad. And so I think – I don't know how up on social media you are and everything, Matt, but I want to say his heart is in this season, because he and Devontae Adams, both their future beyond this year is in question for in Green Bay. And both Rodgers and Devontae have been kind of taking this approach as The Last Dance, which was the documentary that ESPN put out, talking about Michael Jordan's last year in the Chicago Bulls, going for the last sixth championship. And it seems like Devontae and Aaron want to take kind of that last dance mentality. And they've signaled at that. And I believe their heart is in this, to be able to go and compete for a Super Bowl this season. Yesterday did not show that there was any indication that this team is prepared to do that. But at the same time, I don't want to overreact to one game. I think Wisco Paul is absolutely right. Joe Barry is the new defensive coordinator, and he did not have a great debut with the Packers. So I'm really hoping we've got some dynamite players, Za'Darius Smith, Adrian Amos, Jair Alexander, and a really great rookie, Eric Stokes, on the defense. And I think we should be able to play better on that side of the ball than we did yesterday. So let's not overreact to the week one performance. I'm hoping that the team's going to play a whole lot better the rest of, we got 16 more games to go. First,
yeah, I hope you're right. But you know something, your heart has to be in it, and you can't be the drama queen coming out there and saying this is the last dance, and then a slow music. But well, hey, enough about me. What do you think of me? Hey, guy, 190. Hey, guy, get in touch with your inner weasel somewhere else. Okay. In other words, your philosophy. I don't want to hear about your philosophy. I want you to get up there and be a big quarterback. Okay. And if you're not going to do it, if you're not going to motivate the defense, out, get the hell out of here. Go away. Okay. Maybe he can do it. And I'm not just saying, okay, when you lose, but he has to look like he wants to win. Brett Favre always looked like he wanted to win. Bart Starr always looked like he wanted to win. Tom Brady always looks like he wants to win. So does Patrick Mahomes. And this guy is a philosopher. He's a philosopher. He's sitting under an olive tree in Greece somewhere going, is it better to be than to exist? Hey, guy, I know you're from California. A lot of this is overstated anyway. I'm tired of California. I really am. This is Wisconsin, guy. This is Wisconsin. Okay, let's get the Plato and Aristotle out of here, guy. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. I want to get to China. I want to get down to China. This is quite sad, actually. Actually, this is very sad. Joe Biden is considering letting Taiwan change the name of its representative in Washington to Taiwan Representative Office instead of Taipei Economic and Cultural Representative Office. What's going on? China is slowly, inexorably trying to set the stage for them to annex Taiwan. They don't want the word Taiwan used anymore. They did something even worse. By the way, they said that if Biden does this, it will provoke a, quote, severe military and economic consequence. And they said they're going to send planes over Taiwan. If anybody tries to drive them away, they'll invade Taiwan. They're saying they're woofing. They're talking trash. I have an idea of how to handle this. But here's even worse. They censor American high school web pages and websites. What do I mean by that? There's a Colorado high school. It's a Jesuit private high school, good high school. They applied for credentials to attend the UN, United Nations Commission on the Status of Women in New York. This is a class thing, okay? Be great. And the UN has a committee that evaluates these credentials, and China insists on being on it. China scrutinized the website of that high school. And in it, they saw an article written by a girl a year ago, that said, we had exchange students from many countries that came here to do certain things at the school. And they included the Philippines, Taiwan, Japan. China said, unless you alter that website reference in that article and change Taiwan and get that out and put in Taiwan, comma, province of China, your students can't come to the UN. Hey, we are the major subsidizer of the UN. It's in New York, for Pete's sake. And that high school said, well, and the girl that wrote the article changed it to say Taiwan, province of China. This is trash by a communist regime that kills people. And they're setting it up in Taiwan. There are a lot of things we can do. Obviously, we don't want a nuclear war. It's not going to get to that. We have 7,000 nuclear weapons. China has about 250, although now they're building many more. They are a threat. They are a threat. So here's something right away. We now bar Chinese students coming to this country if they come from their military colleges, because we know they're thieves. They will steal IT and give it to the Chinese military. I think it may be time for Biden to say, okay, we're not letting any Chinese students in here for a year, even the ones that are already enrolled. I don't care if they're majoring in English. Out they go. We have something you don't have, democracy and prestige. Your universities are no good. Your universities are open basically to the children of Communist Party members. You want to come here? You're going to clean up your act. We should not let them censor web pages and websites of our high schools to say Taiwan, province of China. We should finally hit back, and I think Biden has the capacity to do it. Coming to the end of the show, great show. A lot of call-ins, a lot of good call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct sign off for now.